Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
This episode of The Pet Chef is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/petchef, P-E-T-C-H-E-F. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Welcome to The Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard. Thanks for joining us today. On today's show, I'll be talking with my guest, Deb McEnery, and she wrote a book titled Home Cooking for Dogs. But before I talk with Deb, I want to remind everyone that it's heating up out there, so walk your dog earlier. And here's a trick we use in Arizona. We saturate the heads of our four dogs with water before we leave the house, and that keeps them cooler on the walk since most of the heat enters the top of their head. So try that on one of those warm days, and we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, boy, how you doing? What am I doing? I'm creating your own life book. It's a website that's just for you. Remember that picture I took of you pulling off Lisa's bathing suit? Yeah, I know, me too. I'm putting that awesome picture on your life book page. We'll see what comments we get. And that great video we took of you standing on the table with your head inside the turkey? That's definitely going on there. No, it's easy. It only took me 2 minutes to set up your page. I chose a great theme, and I can connect with millions of other pet parents. I can also create a memorial life book. No, not for Grandma, but we can make one for Fluffy, remember her? And we can even put links to our favorite pet charity, and friends can make donations. People can create their own life book for their pets by going to PetLifeRadio.LivingYearsPets.com, or they can sign up on the Pet Life Radio homepage. Where's Lisa? She's outside by the pool. Hey, come back here! Create your own life book for your pet. PetLifeRadio.LivingYearsPets.com.
Hello! I'm Deborah Wolf, and I'm inviting you to my animal party on Pet Life Radio. The dress code? Come as you are. Pajamas, a tux. You can even go naked like your pets. Unleash your party animal at my animal party. Guests you know from Animal Planet, TV, radio, the news, and bookstores will be joining me. And that's because after I won Best Pet Radio in America from the DWAA, I got my paw in the door and I met a lot of amazing people. And the best of the best are going to be coming to the party. They're coming to party with us. So join us at the animal party. Don't miss the party.
Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. My guest today is Deb McEnery, who wrote a book titled Home Cooking for Dogs. Hey, Deb, welcome to Pet Life Radio and the Pet Chef.
Well, thank you, Mickey, and I'm really glad to be here.
Good. So how is your book put together? You have different chapters for cooking, and tell us how it's all compiled.
Basically, it's composed of 11 recipes and 2 treat recipes, with a little trivia thrown in and some things that I had gathered off the History Channel about the actual history of dogs.
Uh-huh.
Dogs have been with us since before recorded history, so that's an interesting fact. And it occurred to me that during the pet food crisis, when so many people lost their animals because of bad food, that if we'd had dogs with us that long, we've only had the pet food companies for 55 years.
Right.
And
is that what inspired you to write your book?
My dog, Ginger, had allergies to corn. And if your dog has allergies to corn, they get itchy patches known as hot spots, and they will just chew and chew and chew that area. And usually it's at the base of the tail, but it has been known to develop in other areas on dogs. Some dogs chew their feet. Ginger had an allergy to corn, and this was brought to our attention very early on by her groomer. And we immediately started rooting corn out of her diet, and she improved dramatically. But anybody out there that's trying to purchase commercial dog food and avoid corn is going to get frustrated really quickly, because 99% of anything you can purchase commercially has corn in it. So she was really my inspiration to get this, you know, to do this and to do it right, because she's a chow mix. She has some Samoyed, and she's a dead ringer for a Eurasian, which is a very rare breed. And without her big puffy coat, you know, she's just not true to breed. So she needs, you know, the proper nutrition and diet to have that. And I began, you know, like I said, my hunt for a dog food that didn't have corn. And the one commercial diet that I was feeding got recalled a year before any of this other stuff happened. Mm-hmm. And it was recalled for aflatoxin, which right. is a mold that happens. And we were fortunate. Our bag of dog food came from Missouri and not Georgia. So we lucked out on that, and she bypassed that crisis. But when the really bad pet food crisis began, I got an email giving me a heads up, and she had already started with some of the symptoms, which was just refusing to eat. She would turn her back on the bowl and lay down, and if the other dog tried to eat, she would bark at him, and literally she wouldn't really bite him, but she would, you know, threaten him. So he would back off from the dish too. So here I am trying to feed two dogs, and I'm like, what is going on? That's what, like I said, when I started with, you know, well, we've had dogs a long time. I found Egyptians, they bred kept the pharaoh hound. And I thought, well, if they could do that, they had to feed them something. What were they doing?
It even goes into the wolf category, because your dog's, the chow mix is really closest right. to the wolf. And most Asian dogs are. So that's, I always tell people, if you have an Asian dog, you know, you're better off not feeding them commercial food anyway, whether there's a recall or not.
Well, exactly. But that's why I said this is what started with Ginger was, you know, here she is already allergic to corn. I'm already, you know, maintaining her diet and monitoring her very carefully. And then the other thing happened, and with, like I said, the one commercial food I had, and I thought, well, this is it. I'm, you know, they have to be able to eat something. And, you know, of course, everybody tells you don't feed your dog table food. Ironically, you know, a little light went off in my head, and I went, duh, they've been with us since before recorded history. What were they eating? They had to be eating what we were eating. We were sharing diets.
But our diet at that time was a lot better than it is today.
Exactly.
You know, there are people that are feeding their dogs pizza and hamburgers and french fries, you know, and that is table food. But I think we just have to redefine what table food is.
Exactly. Exactly. It needs to be presented in a manner that is a balanced and true balanced diet. Now, I found out I have type 2 diabetes, so I had to eat differently to maintain my lifestyle and avoid drugs. Because, you know, the first thing they want to do is give you these oral drugs, and then there's all sorts of drugs after that. There's inhaled drugs, injected drugs, all sorts of drugs you can take to, you know, control that. Well, I went the opposite route. I thought, well, there's some herbal remedies. You know, cinnamon is highly effective. Cranberry is highly effective. There's all sorts of things that are highly effective in maintaining blood sugar. Chromium picolinate is a vitamin that's highly effective. So I just learned how to re-eat. And if you're eating a decent diet, you kind of figure out the nutritional thing. So having my foundation there, I went to what can dogs eat that is reasonable and, you know, nutritious for them, that isn't going to, you know, impact them.
Well, give us an example of what is one of your recipes.
One of my recipes is simply scramble an egg. Now, you don't have to season it or anything else. You just put it in a skillet and scramble it. Then you make a serving of oatmeal. You mix the two up, you give it to your dog, your dog's got a meal. French toast, whole wheat bread, and an egg. You fry it. You give it to your dog's got a meal.
You ever use any raw food?
Raw food is a touchy subject. Some people feel dogs should only eat raw because that's natural. I kind of don't go there. So, you know, if people feed raw and they're happy with that and their animal's healthy, fine. But I don't feed raw. I kind of think they start hanging around with us because we cooked our food.
You know, I guess it's kind of something that we all have to deal with. Each, I always tell people it's up to you and your dog, and
exactly.
Every dog's different. And as soon as your dog moves on to the other planet, wherever he's going to, sometimes you start all over, and you may have to do something different.
Well, like I said, if your dog's happy and healthy and you think raw is the way to go, then you're right, as long as your dog is happy and healthy.
So what pets do you have, and what do you feed them daily?
I have Ginger and I have Paisano. Ginger's my little 40-pound mix, and Paisano's a 65-pound Australian Shepherd mix. And generally, they eat one of my recipes, or sometimes if I'm, like, really busy, and I know everybody goes, I don't even cook for myself. How am I going to cook for a dog? Cheerios, any breakfast cereal that has no additives. You know, you can go with the Rice Krispies. I mean, the first time we had Rice Krispies, I wish I'd had the video camera going, because Ginger got as flat as she could get, perfect wolf form, approaching the dish. What's in there? I'm going to kill it. She, you know, the Rice Krispies were popping and snapping and crackling, and she was just, you know, really intrigued.
Yeah.
Any cereal, puffed wheat, oatmeal. Oatmeal's one of the best. Believe it or not, oatmeal is like the most hypoallergenic, finest base for a dog food that you can have. Like I said, basically it's almost hypoallergenic. And somewhere out there probably is a dog that's allergic to oats. And that's one of the things I cover in my book is, you know, dogs are like people. One in a million will be allergic to something that the others are not. So you have to know your dog. And I knew that Ginger was allergic to corn, and also because of Ginger, I got an education. Barley is a cousin of corn, and Ginger is also sensitive to that. So we avoid barley and corn. And that means I can't use some of the vegetable soups that are out there because they have barley in them. You know, a beef barley soup, you definitely wouldn't want to do that. But she does have a preference for beef. She loves beef, so anything that, you know, is associated with a cow, she's crazy about.
And how about any supplements? Do you use anything like probiotics?
She gets yogurt. Probiotics are fine. I've had the acidophilus capsules and put some of that on their food before. And it is really good for your dog to have that. It's as important to them as it is to you. It really is. So, you know, plain yogurt, no sweeteners, no fruit, or just, you know, get the acidophilus tabs. And I'm certain at this point that the commercial market out there even has acidophilus tabs for dogs.
Yeah, there's things like Prozyme and things. Those are for dogs and cats.
Right.
Do you have a location where someone can find you, or how do you help people out with your home cooking ideas?
Well, I have a website. It's www.cookingfordogs.com.
Cooking for Dogs.
CookingForDogs.
Okay. Okay, well, we need to take a break, but we'll return with our guests right after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, love to read, but just never seem to have enough time to sit in one place long enough? For all of us on-the-go people, Audible has the answer. Best-selling audiobooks for your iPod or MP3 player. For Pet Life Radio listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. Choose from hundreds of today's bestsellers, including awesome pet books such as Bad Dogs Have More Fun by Marley and Me author John Grogan, Love That Cat by Ingrid Newkirk, It's Okay to Miss the Bed on the First Jump, and Other Life Lessons I Learned from Dogs by Seinfeld's John O'Hurley, and many, many more. To download your free audiobook today, go to audiblepodcast.com/petchef, P-E-T-C-H-E-F. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/petchef for your free audiobook.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and I'm talking today with my guest, Deb McEnery, about her book, Home Cooking for Dogs. So, Deb, do you hear a lot of confusion about feeding pets naturally or pet food in general?
I think I hear a lot of confusion about pet food in general. A lot of people want to believe what they see on the bag, the pictures, and not look at the label. And then there's a lot of people that know that what's on the bag and what's on the label are two entirely different things. And then there's an entirely different group out there, and that is these new holistic pet food companies, and there's a number of them, and some of them are quite good. In fact, you know, I have no qualms, like I said, with any which way people are feeding their pets, as long as their pets are happy and healthy and the people are happy, you know, with the condition of their dog, you know, that's the way to go. I just know what worked for me, and it occurred to me, if I never had to buy pet food again, and I'm looking at feeding 100 pounds of dog a day, why would anybody else need to? You know, and I'm not out to close down the pet food companies or anything, but in these times, everybody needs to save money. So I thought, I would publish this little book with my simple recipes, and these truly are for the cooking impaired. Some of them don't even require, you know, true cooking. Like I said, you know, a dry cereal that doesn't have additives, and you can add to that what your pet can eat safely. You could use some browned hamburger or whatever you wanted. I make a dish I call Beefy Mac for dogs, and my dogs love it. I have tomato dogs. Some people out there know what I'm talking about. If you have a dog that loves tomatoes, you can't have a cup of tomato soup. Mm-hmm. Without a dog in your lap.
Right.
So I make Beefy Mac for mine, and they just love it. It does have an additive, which is oatmeal, and that kind of offsets the carbs and the fats and gives them that whole grain connection and some fiber. One thing I do want to talk about that's not in the book, and Ginger's 11 years old, or will be in September, And she has no age-related condition of any kind, which is kind of unusual in today's world in America for dogs.
Commercial food, yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
I understand that, and this surprised me because, you know, as a kid growing up, I never knew how long, you know, a lifespan of a dog actually was. It never occurred to me to think about that. But generally, dogs can live well into their 20s, healthily.
Oh, yeah. I travel all over the world, and there are dogs that I run into are 22, 24 years old. My dog, Chicky, died last year at 20, and she just fell over and died, you know, and they died naturally. There's no, it's not horrible as we see cats and dogs dying today.
I notice a lot of dogs have the trouble walking, they have the joint stuff, and some of this is caused from being overweight. And that's the other thing that I noticed is that my two do maintain a very healthy body weight, despite the fact that they're eating a little bit more than they would of a commercial diet. And that was one of the first thing I noticed during the transition phase. It seemed like the food digested faster, and they would get kind of whiny before it was time to eat again. So what I did was I would supplement with a piece of whole grain bread, you know, or half a piece each, and just until, and that was enough. That was enough. And then after they've adjusted to the diet, they really don't do that anymore. And the little dog treats, I've streamlined that entirely. If you've got a can of tinned biscuits, you can cut
those. What kind of biscuits?
The ones that come in the roll of tin.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, just your basic biscuits, you know, and you can cut those into any size, shape, or, you know, anything you want, and bake them up on a cookie sheet. You can bake them till they're real crispy, or just bake them till they're the way you like them. Dogs love them. They absolutely love them. And I have mixed up a little, it's not truly a barbecue sauce, but it kind of smells like one. A little Worcestershire, a little ketchup, and I add a little water to make it very thin. And then what I do is I dip my biscuit pieces and I bake them with this coating on them. And that makes a real good training treat. They really enjoy the smell, and it's not so much, you know, it's just a little training treat. It's more the smell than it is anything else that they go for.
Well, dogs basically don't taste, they just smell. They don't have taste buds.
I don't think it gets much easier than that.
No. Well, what's ahead for you, Deb, and where would you like to go from here?
Well, with some of the things that I've learned since I've been doing this for like 5 years now, like I said, I've created some shortcuts for those of you that, you know, really don't cook, period. Like I said, if you start with a dry basic cereal that has no additives, and I discovered some inexpensive pre-cooked beef patties. They're frozen, you know, but I mean, they're already cooked. And you chop up a few of those and add your cereal. And if you, you know, a lot of people don't realize dogs love vegetables. Mine are veggie hounds. I mean, they love carrots, potatoes. They love peas and tomatoes. They love all that stuff. So, you know, you add your veggie in. And usually my guys either goes for the carrots or the tomatoes. But like I said, every once in a while, peas are okay because, you know, they're kind of high starch. You kind of got to watch those a little bit. And, of course, the potatoes, unless you've got a working dog, you don't want to feed very many of those.
Right. Well, let me ask you to give us your website address again, and people can order your book on the website, correct?
Yes. And I had started a campaign earlier for an e-book. And I can still do that, but people will have to email me requesting it so I can mail it to them because I don't know how to put the key on for an automatic download. But if they order the ebook, I'll be more than happy to, you know, make sure that they get that download. The website again is cookin, CookinForDogs.com.
Well, that sounds great. And thanks for being my guest today, Deb. I hope you keep up the good work and keep on keeping on with those dogs.
Oh, well, thank you. I was really, really thrilled to be here and be able to talk to people about it.
Well, I'm sure people will get something out of it for sure. And hey, we're out of time, and we want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, dogchefs.com, and soon my own new book, My third book on cooking for dogs is coming out June 7th, titled The Dog Chef's Road Food Manual. And that's on my new website, starting June 7th at smelllikeadog.com. And if you'd like transcripts of this show or any of the other fantastic shows on Pet Life Radio Network, you can go to petliferadio.com and click on the Pet Chef. You can also send me your questions or comments to mickey@petliferadio.com. And until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.